2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 3. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 2 4-5. Coming to Him, a living stone, rejected by men but with God chosen and precious, you yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. A living stone is one that not only possesses life but also grows in life. This is Christ for God's building. In 1 Peter 2 4-5, Peter changed his metaphor from a seed, which is of the vegetable life, to a stone, which is of the minerals. The seed is for life planting, the stone is for building. As life to us, Christ is the seed, for God's building, He is the stone. After receiving Him as the seed of life, we need to grow that we may experience Him as the stone living in us. Thus He will make us also living stones, transformed with His stone nature, that we may be built together with others as a spiritual house upon Him as both the foundation and the cornerstone. Today's reading. We, the believers in Christ, are living stones, like Christ, through regeneration and transformation. We were created of clay. But at regeneration we received the seed of the divine life, which by its growing in us, transforms us into living stones. At Peter's conversion the Lord gave him a new name, Peter, a stone. When Peter received the revelation concerning Christ, the Lord revealed further that he also was the rock, a stone. Both Christ and his believers are stones for God's building. By our natural birth we are clay, not stones. Man was made from the dust of the ground. Romans 9 reveals that we are vessels of clay. How, then, can we become stones? We become stones through the process of transformation. When Peter first met the Lord Jesus, the Lord changed his name from Simon to Peter. John 1:42 says, looking at him, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of John, you shall be called Cephas," which is interpreted, Peter. Peter means a stone. When the Lord called him Peter, a stone, that meant that he would certainly become a stone. Whatever the Lord says to us will be fulfilled. If he says, "You are gold," then you will be golden. The Lord knew that when he changed Simon's name to Peter, a stone, he would become a stone. In John 1:42, Peter was told that he was a stone. Then sometime later, in Caesarea Philippi, in answer to the Lord's question, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter, receiving the revelation from the Father, said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." To this the Lord Jesus replied, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Here the Lord indicated that he is the rock upon which the church is built and that Peter is a stone. No doubt, these two incidents, the one recorded in John 1 and the other in Matthew 16, were deeply impressed into Peter's being. He could never forget those events. It must have been from these experiences that Peter obtained the concept of living stones for the building of the spiritual house, which is the church. When Peter wrote this portion of 1 Peter, he wrote it according to the impression these events made upon him. 1 Peter 2:5 says that we, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. However, we all are clay. How can we be built up? In order to be built up as a spiritual house, we need to become stones. But how can we actually become living stones? We become living stones by coming to Christ as the living stone. We may use petrified wood as an illustration of transformation. Over a long period of time, water has been flowing over wood and through it. By means of this flow of water, the substance of the wood is changed into stone. On the one hand, the element of wood is carried away, on the other hand, the element of stone is brought in to replace the element of wood. In this way the wood becomes stone. This is the end of today's morning revival.